This is the Reverend Sheila Hummel with a thought for the day. I don't know about you, but I love watching the birds that visit in our garden. We live right next to a country park and nature reserve, which is an advantage. We also own a squirrel-proof bird feeder, and if they or large birds try to land on the perches, the door to the seed box closes to them. It's ingenious. The seed is also kept really dry because of overhanging roofs, which prevent the seed rotting. We really need to apologise to our neighbours, because I'm sure that all the birds that used to visit their gardens come to us now for their seed. What is wonderful, though, is being able to observe bird behaviour, which reminds me very much of human behaviour. There are a few birds that really stand out for me. The blue tits, the coal tits and the grey tits are so agile. They swoop in, picking up a couple of seeds for themselves, then flick one or two onto the ground for the wood pigeons and the blackbirds, and then they fly off quickly. They are so kind. Not so the goldfinches. They're so selfish and impatient. They take over the perches and let no other birds in to feed. One of their own, or a bullfinch, will have to peck at them to remove them, and this in turn leads to a mid-air squabble. Other goldfinches then nip onto the perch, taking advantage of the situation to mount the perch and steal the seed. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "The world has enough for everyone's need, but not for everyone's greed." It's a pity his message didn't get through to the goldfinches. But then there are the attractive birds. The great spotted woodpecker is the most eye-catching one that comes, and it's most punctual. It arrives in the morning between 9 and 10 a.m. And then there's the jay that comes round searching for titbits, and also two long-tailed tits. Seeing rare birds is so exciting, but I'm afraid for them when the sparrowhawk arrives. One day last week, I glanced out of the window just before breakfast, and I was horrified to see that a female sparrowhawk had pinned down a poor wood pigeon on my lawn and was just beginning to enjoy her first meal of the day. I won't describe it to you, far too gruesome. But all this made me think of certain situations in our world today where the innocent suffer because a few have opted for violence. There are those who deliberately go out to take life and spread unrest and trouble further afield, regardless of the consequences, bringing catastrophe and great hardship. But you know, just because one sparrowhawk acts with violence, or because some birds squabble and steal, does that mean I should take the seed away and let the majority of the birds starve, especially as the breeding season draws near? No, it just wouldn't be right, would it? And it wouldn't be fair. Should the innocent suffer on behalf of the few who are guilty? Surely the answer is that we must continue to do good, go all out to show compassion. There's a reading from the book of Proverbs, repeated in the New Testament, which tells us how we must deal with our enemies. It says, "If your enemy is hungry, give him food. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you." You see, love lifts us up where we belong. It raises us to new heights. It sows seeds of love instead of hatred. This is surely the kind of world we want to live in, is it not? Let's listen to Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warne sing "Love Lifts Us Up."
Love lifts us up where as long there are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear wind blows. Time